It was interesting. This whole thing has been about words this morning, a theme. And it just so happens that our opening scripture this morning comes from Psalm 119. And I have two verses out of Psalm 119. The first one is verse number 105. And then 130. And I have it in the New King James. Ken and Laurie sometimes bring the scripture set to music. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And how really special and precious that is. And 130 says, the entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I put the two together because they go together. But I was thinking about your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. When I was on a missions trip in Kenya, Africa, many, many years back, and because it was just west of Nairobi in the mountains, the sun sets almost every day at 6 o'clock. And it rises at 6 in the morning. It's a 12-hour day all year long. And so when you go to meetings, I remember walking in the red clay. It's like in the state of Georgia or South Carolina, there's a lot of that red clay. And a lot of their dirt roads are like that. And you just walk to meeting houses. Usually they're just thatched roofs, and the walls are made of bamboo. And the windows have like a metal grill over them. They don't have glass in them. So when it's chilly, the wind can blow through. But coming home after those meetings, it was really neat because I had an understanding, kind of a different understanding of these verses and about the lanterns they would carry. I brought a flashlight because they call these a torch. This is the one I take to India with me. Because as I'm standing, this illuminates where I'm standing. Now, the Word of God illuminates where you're standing. What's your foundation? Are you standing in sand or are you standing on the rock? His Word will show you. It also is a light to my path. My path is where I'm going. And the Word of God is like that. It shows you your foundation, but it also shows you direction and instruction for your futures. And the whole point of that words teaching is to get us to learn to talk like our Father talks. And so I caught this because as we were all leaving these meetings, I would see people walking. It's pitch dark out except for the stars. And I'd see these lanterns, and then suddenly one or two would turn off and go this way, down off the dirt road and down into the jungle or the forest. And the lantern, you could just see it glowing in the trees. But in the darkness, it would just go that way. And then somebody would go off over this way. And as you're walking along, those lanterns lit their way before them. It didn't shine much on their feet. But it shined out. It illuminated the path before them. And God's Word is very much like that. It illuminates, if you will. It brings light. And did you ever notice how quickly you can be in a room full of people or a room of a few of people and nobody's talking about the Lord and somebody starts talking about the Lord? The entrance of your Word brings light. It brings hope. It brings promise. You start talking about good things. The whole conversation, the whole atmosphere of a room shifts when we start speaking His Word. And I've also, just some things I've learned too, is I don't always have to quote the Scripture as much as I know how to speak the Scripture. Because there were no Bible verses when God's Word was spoken. So learn His Word. If somebody asks you where it is, well, hopefully you'll be able to go find it. But generally, I've noticed, and it's helpful in conversations with unsaved people. Because if you say, "Thus saith the Lord," in a chapter or in a verse, their ears want to just close off sometimes. But if you just start speaking it as part of your daily conversation and just slip something in there, you know, that word starts light working inside their spirit and illumination takes place. And it gives understanding to the simple. I'm really pretty simple. I qualify for this. I was called a little boy in Europe because, I don't know, I just had this simplicity of faith. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. That's me. It's settled, it's established. Why? Because God said it. That's why I've never asked Him any questions about anything. He's always right. Always. He's never wrong. So those little truths have helped me. Because I found that intellectually, I know people who take the word very intellectually, and they miss the simplicity of what God is really saying. And look at Jesus' ministry. Study His ministry. It was the ones who were so religiously educated, and there's nothing wrong with that, you know. But if that's your focus, you're going to be like the new priest that I bowl with every week. He studied religion, and he was so good at it that he missed the simplicity of the truth, that it was about a relationship with Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit came to him in the quietness of his home over in Charlestown during the summer, and he told me how that saved him, how it made all the difference, because he studied Christianity as a religion. But to the people that sat with Jesus, there were no theologians generally among the group. They were everyday people. And they just got what he said. They got what he taught. We talk about the trees and the stones out here. I like to use those as parables from time to time. You look at those trees along the stone wall, and they look pretty dead right now. But because we can't see what's going on below the ground, the root structure. And sometimes people that we want to reach, if you look at the surface, they may seem very dead and not with it. But if you could see down inside, there's life. So don't write anybody off. But the simple facts of faith are, faith sees it already done. And so you live towards that end, if you will. Don't look at it as a future event, because then you'll always be looking and looking and looking and looking and always looking for something in the future. But when you see what God has said and you release your faith in what He said, you come into agreement with Him. When He was talking about, Paul was talking about Abraham, that he speaks to those things that be not as though they are. And it goes on and talks about Sarah and Abraham, and they were very much aged at that time. And Abraham said, "Great, we're going to have a son." Sarah laughed in the tent. You all know that story. Nursing home salvation kind of thing. But because people tend to try to figure everything out, God made us curious creatures. We're so curious. We got to know everything. We got to know all the details before we'll move on something. Got to know how it's going to turn out. If I could tell you that I come here every Sunday and know how everything's going to turn out, that ain't happening. I have no idea. I'm just like you. We all come together. I come prepared. But as soon as you opened that book and started talking about words, that was a confirmation. Here was my non-words. I didn't conspire with you this week. I didn't talk about that with anybody at Bible study. But once again, how the Holy Spirit brings everything together that's spoken. Don brought something on words today again. This is so amazing how this happens. Proverbs 6:23, for the commandment is a lamp and the law a light. Reproofs of instruction, that means correction through instruction, are the way of life. To the Christian, when we read the word, it provides direction and instruction for us. God doesn't yell and holler and scream, and, you know, he may find ways to get our attention, and he reaches all of us in the way that he knows how to communicate with us. But these all pointed to Christ coming. Why did I say that? I'm so glad you asked. I'm so glad. I really waited. This is the big one. Just before you get done with Proverbs. John chapter 1, verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And then verse 17. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. All of the law, all of the commandments, all 613 of them, all pointed to Christ. And so when John, it was amazing that John had this revelation. John was a fisherman by trade. He and Peter and some of the others that were fishermen. And yet his simplicity was such that he had this revelation. All the word, all the law, all that was spoken, prophesied of the Messiah who would come. Jesus is the word. It's the living word. Because it produces life, just like the scripture says, that the word produces light. Light is life. John talked about that. Light and life go together when you're talking about Jesus. So all of our Bibles that were written, we have those as a tool, but they didn't have it then. And so God revealed himself through Christ, who he was really like, but it was mirrored after the words of the old covenant. And the law and the commandments are a foreshadow, if you will, of the light and the word that was to come. Jesus was the manifestation of all of these words. And so he is light. He is life. And everywhere he shines, he brings life. Everywhere his name is spoken, it brings life. It brings hope. It brings gladness. It changes the atmosphere for the better. It's like you can't read the Bible like a novel. These are living words, and they produce life down on the inside of you if you grasp them. It ministers to our spirit man, which is the real you inside the earth suit. And these words are life. And then we have John 8:12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Here. I don't have to walk in darkness anymore. I can take this anywhere. And in India, I really need it, because when we're walking in these villages, number one, you need to see what your feet are about to step in. Literally. Goats, sheep, cattle, oxen, water buffalo, all walking on the same dirt road as people walking barefoot. You need a light. And if you step in it, well, then you saw what you stepped in and you can avoid it the next time. You know? And the word is like that. We're walking through life and there are places that we may find ourselves in that we need to sidestep a little bit, avoid situations. We don't have to address everything. Just learn to avoid things. Learn not to participate, if you will. Certain conversations that are going to rile you up and get you fired up and get you angry and say something you shouldn't. I learned a lot with bringing these to Africa and to India, because there are no street lights in those villages. Everybody has a candle or an oil lamp or a few that can go to the city and buy a flashlight, but you don't find very many flashlights. And this one, in their huts, I can take this and I can illuminate the word as I read. And now I've learned to illuminate the word even if I don't have my flashlight. Just reading the word, reading these scriptures, it becomes illuminated in the way we receive it because it's lighting something up on the inside of us. And that's a very simple truth, but it's very powerful, because what if you're someplace and you can't find your Bible? You didn't bring it, and suddenly the Holy Spirit... I've told you several times, when you got saved, the whole Bible moved in with you, because I had a revelation that Jesus is the living word that dwells inside of us. And any time we're in a situation and you can't run and try to find it, it's inside. And it's the Holy Spirit that's going to quicken that word for just the exact moment that you have need of it. The Spirit is going to illuminate that word, and it's going to shine out. And when you speak it, that produces light and life as well. It's just as powerful when you speak it as it was when God spoke it. So enjoy that. Keep your torch handy.